At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The special committee investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot is promising new evidence which will prove former President Donald Trump was at the heart of the attack. The panel is holding its first primetime televised public hearing today to try to drive home just how violent that bid to overturn the 2020 presidential election was. It plans to show previously unseen testimonies by former aides to Trump, campaign officials, and members of his family. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks is with us. Simon, this ends pretty unusual. What kind of evidence are we expecting to see?
It is very unusual, Susie, and the Democrats insist that they are planning a primetime blockbuster for American television audiences tonight. And they've certainly brought the professionals in to help them out. They've hired one of the most prominent television news industry executives here, former head of ABC News, James Goldston, to help them choreograph what they hope is going to be a compelling broadcast that is being carried by several, but not all, of the news and broadcast channels here. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, with the preview a little bit earlier.
I believe that tonight will be sort of an opening of the narration, the narrative of what happened as an assault on our democracy, on our Constitution, on our Capitol, on our Congress in a very violent way.
Now, investigators have conducted more than 1,000 interviews. They've issued nearly 100 subpoenas, including many issued to former members of Donald Trump's inner circle. They have amassed over 140,000 documents. We're told there will be never previously seen video images, never previously heard audio recordings, and testimony from witnesses who will describe what they encountered that day. And all of this, of course, will be designed to pin the blame for the deadly insurrection on January the 6th of last year on one man, this man.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong.
That, of course, the inflammatory speech that President Trump made to supporters just a couple of hours before the violence broke out on Capitol Hill, and the Democrats want to hold him and members of his inner circle accountable for those events.
And what kind of pushback is coming from Republicans to this? I don't know what to call it. Is it a documentary? Is it reality TV?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it is a congressional hearing, but there's no question that it is being very heavily produced for the TV audience. It's worth making the point that many of Donald Trump's supporters and followers won't get to see it because the Fox News channel here is not, unlike other channels, preempting its normal fare of programming, and they will not be carrying it live. But Republicans are already engaged in substantial pushback.
This committee is unconstitutional. It is illegitimate.
That is Elise Stefanik. She's a congresswoman from New York. She was loyal to Donald Trump then, and she's loyal to him now.
This committee is not about seeking the truth. It is a smear campaign against President Donald Trump, against Republican members of Congress, and against Trump voters across this country.
And what Republicans argue is that, in fact, the Democrats in Congress and the Biden administration more broadly should be focused not on yesterday's difficulties in the United States, even if they did imperil American democracy. They argue that the business of government should be focused on today's problems, the soaring cost of petrol at the pumps, inflation, that even Joe Biden's own Treasury Secretary secretary this week, described as unacceptable. And, of course, the ever-present fear of crime and the rising tide of gun violence in the United States. So they're calculating, the Republicans, that most voters are not going to be compelled by the evidence that the Democrats present tonight, that they have already priced in their views on January the 6th into their political decision-making processes, and that this is not going to change very many minds this side of America's midterm elections in November.
Ngamihi, thank you very much. Simon Marks there, our Washington correspondent.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.